Amen. As you're being seated, look at three people and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored of God. You are blessed and highly favored of God. I want you to get that in your spirit. You have the blessings of God upon your life, and that means grace, God's unmerited favor. My subject this morning, if you would turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 2, is favor find us. Favor find us. Hallelujah. I tell you, that struck my spirit, man. And I was asking my wife, I had all kind of titles. I said, what in the world am I going to preach on? And finally, it struck my spirit. Favor find us, because this church is full of people that are looking for God's favor. Abraham found favor. Moses found favor. Joseph found favor. David found favor. Ruth found favor. Mary found favor. All the heroes of faith in the Bible, they found favor with God, and Jesus found favor. Hallelujah. And if you find Jesus, let me tell you something. Favor will find you. Let me say that again. If you have Jesus, favor will find you. But you got to know how to activate it. Look at Luke 2 and 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Look at that. Jesus, the Son of God, he increased in wisdom. He grew in stature and he grew in favor with God and with man. Hallelujah. You can grow in favor by doing certain things. Notice Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now, Jesus' parents on this occasion, they found him in the temple at 12 years of age. He's sitting among the doctors of the law. He's hearing them and he is asking them questions and he is expounding the word of God with tremendous knowledge. Jesus told his parents, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? See, Jesus was ready to preach the gospel at 12 years of age, but he had to grow in wisdom and in favor with God and man. And that favor came on him when he grew in wisdom and in stature and when he submitted himself to his earthly parents. Let me say that again. It came when he submitted himself to the leadership, the authority that was over him, where God had placed him in the house, and favor came upon him. But not only that, but he submitted himself totally to God. And when he did, he increased in favor with God and with man. My subject, favor find us. Let us pray. Brother Philip, come up and do this for me, brother. I tell you, I just felt like led of the Holy Ghost to ask you earlier, and the Lord reminded me. Just pray the blessings upon the message and the people and the message.
Father God, we thank you today for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the manifest presence that we prayed for. You're here, and we thank you for that. Lord, I pray your Holy Ghost anointing upon our pastor this morning. Give him that portion that he needs for this hour to deliver to us the oracles of God. Give to us the portions that we need in our hearts to hear, to receive, and to act upon your word this day. And to you be the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that you do in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you, my brother. Hallelujah. Jesus increased in favor with God and with men. The people that you come into contact with daily, they can open doors for you, and they can make things happen in your life. Sometimes they may not look like the type of person you're looking for, but if you can recognize what God sends your way, there are people that can open doors for you and bring tremendous things that will bless your life. Too many people spend their time trying to make things happen. And I need to tell you this, if you will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God's divine favor will come upon you. And when that happens, favor will show up in your life with God and with men. Now, there are some principles that activate God's favor. And just like Jesus and all the others who found favor, you must learn how to activate God's favor. First of all, you have to expect God's favor. That's what faith is all about. And then you must recognize it when it comes. And when I began to realize the favor that God had put upon my life, every time favor shows up, I thank God for his favor. Like yesterday. Now, I'd cleaned the yard where we live, but my neighbor that lived next door to me cleaned my yard. And I was shocked when I went over there, and I said, "That's just your favor, Father." Now, I call the people, and I thank them, but I recognize that it was God's favor. God's grace, hallelujah. Now, let me tell you, you got to expect God's favor. You must recognize it. Then you need to talk favor. You need to look for favor. You need to expect favor. And if you'll do those things and seek God first, favor will find you. Now, this church right here, we are in a season of divine favor. This church. And when God looks on you with favor, that means that he will do things for you that he will not do for others simply because he has seen something special in you. Now, we know from the scriptures that God is no respecter of person, but he does look on people with favor when they seek him, when they submit totally to his will and his direction, and they seek to please him. Now, I want you to look at Genesis 37 and 3. I want you to see this principle in the Bible. Now, Israel, that's Jacob. Jacob, who God changed, he was the supplanter. God changed his name to Israel, a prince with God. And Jacob found favor with God. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And if you will examine Joseph's life, you will find the reason that this father loved him so much. Now, Jacob had 12 sons, but only one of them got the coat of many colors. Now, God has given this church 4 prophetic words in the last 4 years. And as a result of that, we have entered into a new season of favor. I almost forgot the first word, but in 2017, I was reading Acts 2 and 4, and God spoke to me. He said, "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all of one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven." And God spoke in my spirit and said, "I'm going to give you some suddenness." Oh, my God, what a word. That was 2017. And then in 2018, you know, the word was restoration. In 2019, it was expectation. And for 2020, the word is liberation. This is the year of liberty for many of you in this church. This is a year where liberty is going to break out in this place. And I'm looking at one side that's full and the other side that needs filling up. Hallelujah. But God is going to favor us with more and more. That's the God that we serve. This is the year of liberty. And that is Holy Ghost fire in this church. And God will talk to you when you talk to him. Let me say that. God will talk to you when you talk to him. Now, all these 4 prophetic words, they didn't come to me directly from the Holy Ghost as I was praying, but I was talking to God. And I was asking God, "What is it you want to do in this church? I want to know what is your plan for this church." And God has given us those 4 prophetic words. And this is the year of liberty. Now, you cannot hide a coat of many colors. And Westmoreland is starting to stand out more and more and more in this community because of God's favor. There is a set time for favor to come upon you. And as a church, we have moved into a new season of favor. Now, I want you to look at this because in Psalms 102, verse 13, God speaks to Israel, and today he's speaking to us. "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, upon the church, for the time to favor her Yea, the set time has come. Let me read that again. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Now, as your pastor, I want this church to develop a reputation that we are here to help those who have been overcome in life to become overcomers. I want us to have that reputation that if you have been overcome, if your life is in disarray, if you don't know what way to go and which way to turn, if life has overcome you and sin and the powers of darkness, I want this church to be known that you can become an overcomer if you will connect yourself to the people at Westmoreland. Hallelujah. We are a loving, growing church. We are a loving, growing church bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. And faith works by love. And I'll tell you something. Faith works much better when you know how much God loves you. Let me say that again. Faith works so much better and so much easier to release your faith when you realize just how much God loves you. Faith works by love. We're not here to put people down. We are here to preach Jesus. We are here to lift people up. The dying, the crying, the sighing, the broken, the fragmented people that we see every day. We are here to lift them up. We are here to preach the answer. His name is Jesus. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God spared not his own son to redeem us. God gave heaven's best. And when you realize how much God loves you, you will fall in love with Jesus like you have never loved anyone in all your life. And when you really fall in love with Jesus, you will fall out of love with sin. Let me say that again. When you really fall in love with Jesus, you will fall out of love with sin. Now, I've been preaching on covenant. God said, I'm going to take and put my laws in your heart and in your mind. God says, I'm going to take responsibility for you. I'm sending my son to the cross. He's going to do everything that is necessary for your salvation, for your healing, for your prosperity, for your life to be blessed. He knows that the thief, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus steps on the scene and said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. And God knew that under that old law, that the laws that were written on tablets and ceremonial laws, they could not remove the sin nature. But God said, I'm going to take and I'm going to sanctify you after I save you. I'm going to break the chains off of your life. I'm going to put my spirit within you. I'm going to call you my children, and I am going to be your God. Isn't it wonderful to be a child of God? Free from sin. You may not have arrived there yet, but we're not here to put you down. We're here to preach Jesus to you and to lift you up. For whom the Son makes free is free indeed. No more chains of slavery. Truth has triumphed. I have the victory. For whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Go on, praise Him. Glory to God. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Praise God. I'm free. Woo! Jesus broke the chains that held me. I am free. I am free, free, free. I am free. Praise God. And because I'm free, I don't ever want to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He said, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. I see something in you. You're a favor seeker, and I'm going to make you a favor finder. I'm going to make you an overcomer. Hallelujah. Because I'm giving heaven's best to redeem you. Glory to God. That's the love of God right there. And when you fall in love with Jesus, you will fall out of love with sin. That doesn't mean you won't be tempted. It'll just mean that there's something inside of you that draws you back to the Word. It draws you back to the blood. It draws you back to His church. It draws you back to His altar because you know what it is to be free. Hallelujah. Where sin did abound, the Bible says grace does much more abound. Where did sin abound? It was in your heart. You remember, I remember, I was drawn to the clubs. I wanted the party life. I wanted to go out and experience all of that. It was in my DNA because I had the old sin nature in me. But when God's divine nature came into me, hallelujah, I don't go where I used to go. Don't do what I used to do. I don't even find it exciting at all. I find it repulsive, not because I'm holier than thou, because there's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change in this life of mine. The place I used to go, I don't go no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. The things I used to do, I don't do no more since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change, sing it, in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hands on me. There's been a change in this life of mine since the Lord laid his hand on me. Woo! One touch from that nail-scarred hand, it will transform your life forever. I think we ought to stand right now and give Jesus a standing ovation. King of kings, Lord of lords, hallelujah. Aren't you glad to be free? I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah, and heaven comes to fight for me. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah, rumbo, shay, rakabarandaria shata. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where sin did abound, grace does much more abound. Where did sin abound? It was in your heart. Where does grace much more abound? It's in your heart. You're so thankful. I am so glad that I'm saved. I told you the dog was glad when I got saved. Amen. It will bring a change when Jesus comes. And when you really fall in love with Jesus, you will fall out of love with sin. We don't have any bad news here. It's all good news that we preach. Hallelujah. Because we are talking about finding favor. Amen. Favor finders. You can find this thing if you look for it in the right place. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to look at Titus 2 and 11 because it talks about the grace of God. Now, grace is God's unmerited favor. It goes right along with my message this morning. For the grace or the favor of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. And what does grace do? It teaches us that by denying ungodliness and worldly lust, it teaches us how to live. We should live soberly. We should live righteously. We should live godly in this present world. And when I saw that, so many people want to make like grace as a license to sin. Paul said, shall we sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Know you not that who you yield yourself servant to obey, his servant you are, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. Hallelujah. See, grace is not a license to sin. Grace is the way out of sin. Let me say that again. Grace, favor is the way out of sin. That's good news. Because Jesus gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us unto himself, a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now, good works don't save us. It causes us to do good things. It causes us to live right. It causes us to love others when they wrong us. It causes us to realize I bear the name of Jesus, and I want the world to see the light of God that's in me. I want them to know the transformation that has taken place in my life because of God's favor. Hallelujah. And we're talking about favor finders. Do you want what God has for you? Then hang on. Hallelujah. Now, that's good news to me. Favor finders, free from sin, where sin has no dominion at all over them. Now, Jesus, he is a chain breaker. Hallelujah. I mean, glory to God. He will break every chain that the devil ever brings your way. It might be sickness. It might be disease. It might be infirmity. It might be a habit. It might be something besetting sin. God says, lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. And let us run our race with patience, looking unto Jesus Christ, the author and the finish of our faith. He gave me the grace to be saved. He authored my salvation. God's plan was for your salvation. But he's not only the author of it, he's the finisher. He will put some finishing touches on your life. He will give you grace upon grace upon grace, favor upon favor upon favor. And you are blessed and highly favored of God simply because you're born again and you're in covenant with God. Woo! I tell you, that's favor. To be free from the chains and glory to God. To be able to serve God in the beauty of holiness. Church, we're in a season of favor. This is a new time for a better season in your life. For a better future. God wants to open doors for many of us. And God wants to make things happen in your life. But you must totally submit yourself to his will and to his way. Now, I've been sent to help you. That's my assignment. My assignment is to take the favor of God that has been placed upon my life because he called me to do this and to release favor and wisdom and knowledge into your life through the preaching of the word. I didn't choose to do this. I'm a businessman. I loved what I was doing. But when I got saved, woo, I fell in love with Jesus so much. I said, Lord, whatsoever you require of me, I'm your man. I will do it. And when you get to that place, that's when you will find God's favor. It will begin to show up more and more and more in your life. We're in that season of favor. Look at Psalms 30, verse 5. I heard this preached all my life, but when I saw it in this version, this is King James. It says, for his anger endureth but a moment, but his favor is life. Literally, that means his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. So if you're in a season of weeping, you are headed for your morning and your season of rejoicing. Why is that? Because God's favor is on you. It came upon your life when you were saved. And God says, my favor is on you for a lifetime. But how are you going to walk in this thing and activate this? And how are you going to enjoy the favor that God has purposed for your life? You do it by sowing according to his word. Jesus said, if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, that man deceives his own self. So you got to find out what the book says. You got to come to where God has put somebody in the fivefold ministry where they can break the bread and show you what belongs to you as a child of the King. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, I love that. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. No, I like this. God's anger is but a moment. Even if I messed up, even if I was overcoming something and I messed up, God is still for me. God's favor is on me. God says, I've given you an advocate with the Father. And he said, if you confess your sin, he said, I'm faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. God said, I'll just pick you up, dust you off, and throw you right back in the race. Hallelujah. Because my favor is on you for a lifetime. It is not by what you do. It was all done by the cross. But you must submit yourself to God and seek him first and his righteousness. And when you do that, God looks on the heart. God said, I found somebody right there. They got their heart set upon me, and I can give them that favor that they need, the favor they want, because they're seeking me. Seek him first. Hallelujah. God help us. See, nothing lasts forever. Everything has a time. Every trial, every difficulty, every struggle, every storm, every bad situation in your life, it has a set time to start and it has a set time to end. And this is the deal. Here it is. It's so simple that people stumble over it. This is the secret to God's favor. Put Matthew 6:33 up there. This is the secret I promise you, if you will do this one thing, all the chains, the shackles, the weights, they'll start falling off of you. We got to grow in this thing. That's why we don't put people down. We love you. Hallelujah. God loves you. Man, if God had put me down when I made my first mistake after I got saved, I just wouldn't have made it. But I saw this scripture in Jude. Unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy. I said, my Lord, if you're going to present me faultless, there must have been a time I was made faultless. It was when I went to Calvary and the blood of Jesus flushed away the cesspool of sin and iniquity. And I came out of darkness into the light, glory to God. And God began to work on me. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't work your way into this thing. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. If you can ever get a picture of the cross, and if you will ever submit yourself totally to God, and if you will seek his righteousness, and if you will take up your cross daily and follow him, favor will find you. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul said, knowing this, you got to know this, that the old man of sin is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Why, Paul? That henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead. Woo, you got to die daily. You got to go back and say, I'm crucified. I'm not going to do that thing. I'm not going to treat that person like them. That man died. I've been raised in the newness of his life, and I just choose to love everybody. Hallelujah. You can do me wrong or you can do me right, but I just chose one thing in life. I am going to love you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to preach the word of God to you. And when I do, God will liberate you. And you will step out into the liberty that God has purposed for your life if you will submit to God. That's the power of the preached word right there. Hallelujah. Now, Joseph had a coat of many colors. And he had it because he pleased his father Jacob. Now, things are going to happen for us simply because we're favored by God. Things are going to happen in this church, not because of me, simply because of God's favor upon this church. Things already happening. Salvation, deliverances, financial increase, revival. People want to preach in this church all the time. Got a note from a bishop. He wants to come and preach. Hallelujah. That date I sent him is already taken. But we'll get him here. And we don't, praise God, we're still going to have revival. Thank you, my brother. Hallelujah. We're going to have Holy Ghost revival. The fire of God is in this place. Promotions are coming. Better jobs are coming. Healings, miracles, glory to God. Restoration, that's God's word to us. Restoration. There is nothing impossible with God. Impossibilities are easy with God. Hallelujah. Because there's nothing. Jesus said, whether is easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee or to say to the lame, the sick man, lame with palsy, take up your bed and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power to forgive sin on earth. I say to the sick, get up and walk. And he came in with his back on his bed and he walked out of there with his bed on his back. And I believe he had a Holy Ghost dance. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm free. Like Brother Robert over there. Come from the jaws of death. Never seen him move like that in my life. But something got a hold of him this morning. And he just wanted to tell God, you have favored me with life. And I'm going to praise you. I'm not going to be ashamed of the gospel. I'm not going to be ashamed to praise you. I'm going to get radical with my faith. I'm a favor finder. And I have found God's grace and God's favor. And I want more. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And once you have one taste, praise God, you'll want more. Glory to God. We're experiencing these things. And God is going to increase them more and more. Why? Because God has favored us. That's just a simple reason. It's not because of me. It's not because I'm a fine orator or anything like that. It's because I understand some things about God. And I got some people around me that pray for me. A fire team. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I got a fire team around me. I mean, we come out of that office. I always pray on Sunday morning before I come up here. And people speaking in tongues. I got to speaking in tongues, praying. Praise God. Fire fell in the office before we ever got into the sanctuary. That's favor. See, God is raining Holy Ghost blessings upon this house. That's what I'm trying to say. But you don't get it until you ask. Now, I want you to look at Zechariah 10 and 1. Look at this, because we're talking about favor finding. We're talking about finding God's favor. Zechariah 10 and 1. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So shall the Lord bring bright clouds and give them showers. Woo! Not just a little dribble. I mean a refreshing shower. Shall give them showers of rain. I'm talking about the rain of God that comes down in a sanctuary. And God's people start rejoicing. And all of a sudden somebody gets healed. And all of a sudden somebody gets up and starts praising God. And you don't know what's happened. But all of a sudden their cup is running over into your cup. And you get a touch of it. And not only is one person shouting, the whole church erupts in praise and thanksgiving. That's how miracles happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to notice what the Lord is saying in that verse. He said, ask for rain in the time of rain. Now, it seems strange to ask the Lord for rain when it's raining. That doesn't make any sense, but it's spiritual. God's favor is like a cloud of rain. So if it's raining, you're standing out in the rain, why do you have to ask for the rain? Well, we're in the time of the latter rain. We're in the last days when God is pouring out the former rain and the latter rain, the Holy Ghost, on all people, not just on one denomination. Oh, it blows some people's mind. They think they got a corner on God. But I've been watching God for years, and the Baptists are getting, and the Presbyterians are getting, and the Catholics are getting, and the Methodists are getting it. Amen. And the Lutherans. And guess what? Some of the people in the Pentecostal churches are getting it. Hallelujah. But you just don't have a corner on God. God said, if you'll seek me, if you'll study my word, I will send Holy Ghost rain upon you. And we got people trying to grow churches with all types of church growth programs. Praise God, I got one program. It's prayer. And we got stuff in order here, but my program is prayer. My program is seeking God. My program is not by power. It's not by might. It's by God's Spirit. God said it's my way. And if I can find a people that will love me like that and obey my word, I'll show up and I'll show off in their midst and I'll do signs and wonders and miracles. Go on and praise it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But just because the Lord is showering down blessings and the power of His Spirit, just because it's falling, that doesn't necessarily mean that you get it. Because nothing happens in the kingdom of God until you say something, until you ask, until you speak. See, God created the world by words, by speaking. And He is saying, even though it is raining, even though the blessings are coming down, you might be right in the middle of an outpouring where people are being blessed and people are being healed. But if you don't open your mouth, if you don't ask, you can be right in the middle of it, yet you can be as dry bones. That's pretty dry, isn't it? God told one man, said, I want you to speak to those bones. And I'm talking to bones today. I'm talking to people whose lives have been destroyed, some of them, watching me from out there. The Spirit's in the house, but if you're listening by Willie Radio, watching by Facebook Live or live stream, praise God, come to the house. The favor's on the house. And so when you come to the house where God's favor is, God's favor will follow you home to your house. I say that again. When you come to a house where the favor of God is, God's favor will follow you home. I want you to think back now, since you connected yourself to this church, to this ministry. I want you to think back to the favor that has come on your life. I want you to think about family relations being healed. I want you to think about miracles that have happened. I want you to think about financial increase. I want you to think about how God has favored you, and some of you, you've gotten blessings you never thought possible. But I tell you one thing, God loves you. God is for you, and if God be for you, and if you will seek him and his righteousness, he said, I'll add everything you'll ever need. What a great God. Go on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We've got the king's favor. We got a coat of many colors here, and the healing power of God is here. It's here because the Holy Ghost is here. He's here, and there's fire upon this altar. Now, some people never come to this altar. It amazes me because every Friday night for the last 24 years, we have been meeting, putting fire on the altar, taking out the old ashes, adding new fuel to the flame. Hallelujah. Look at Leviticus chapter 6, verse 13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. I use that in a wedding. Talking to young couples about the fire that could be in a marriage, but if you put Jesus in it, if you build an altar in your home, if you clean out the old ashes every day, if you put new fuel on it, the fire, the flame will continually burn. Some people, you need to relight the flame in your marriage. I'll tell you what, I said you need to relight the flame in your marriage. Get out of what the world is doing. God says, let me talk, let me preach a little while. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers. God said, I'll judge you. I'll give you grace, I'll give you favor if you repent. But you keep doing that, and my judgment will show up. See, God's a good God. God loves us. But God says, we were in Sunday school today, and I said, I'm so glad this scripture's in the Bible. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I don't have to wonder about what's going on in the culture. I don't have to wonder about Buttigieg that calls himself a Christian, that homosexual that wants to run. Now, we're not against getting them saved, but I am not going to endorse something like that. God's word is forever settled in heaven. God said it is an abomination. God said that they have left the natural affection of a woman, and they are men after men and women after women. And if you got somebody in your family that you love, love them. But I tell you, don't ever endorse it, because it is an abomination to God. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and thank God we got some praying people in this church. Our culture wants us to submit to them. No, I submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I submitted to the Word of God, and I will not go back and endorse that cesspool of sin and iniquity. God help us. Wake up, church. Vote right. Glory to God. Anybody, any party that has a platform to kill little babies, run from it. Get away from it. I'll tell you what. You need some people up there that will put right laws in. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. God bless America with wave after wave of righteousness. A tsunami of Holy Ghost revival. We don't need that kind of junk. Transgenders and gays and homos. And God help us. Go back to your closet. Don't put your stuff out here if you're going to do it. Be ashamed of it and go back. Get yourself to the cross and let God change you. Now, I know people don't like stuff like that, but I didn't come to be popular. I come to preach the Word of God. And I found out if I love God and I love people. Oh, how could you be so harsh? Because the culture wants you to endorse that. No, what God's Word says, turn away from it. He said, know you not, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God, neither fornicators or adulterers or effeminates, that's homosexual and lesbians, liars, thieves, and the such, like this. And Paul says, and such, and such, and such were some of you. Oh, go on, preach it, Paul, preach it to them. Then Paul turns around and said, and such were some of you. But you're washed. You've been sanctified. You've been justified in the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of God. God's favor found you. When you found Jesus, you may not understand how to activate it. You may not understand everything about it. But I want to tell you, you are blessed and highly favored of God. You're in the place where God's power is. So expect a miracle. Don't sit back and let your faith lie dormant. Activate your faith. Obey God's word. God said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. The askers are the receivers. The seekers are the finders. The knockers are the door open. Glory to God. God's favor is better than silver and gold. God's favor is better than fortune and fame. God's favor is better than position and power. Glory to God. If I can just get God's favor on my life, I can get all the other stuff I'll ever need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's the secret. And all these things shall be added unto you. We're in the last days, church. We're in perilous time. And people want you to endorse their party. I could care less whether it's a Democrat up there or Republican if the party platform is right. I am not associated myself with either one of them. I have associated myself with the kingdom of God and the word of God. And if this word says it's right, I'm going to vote for that person that has a right platform. If this word says it's wrong, I'm going to vote against them and I'm going to pray them out. Glory to God. I will pray them out. We can pray them out. We have power. Glory to God. We have power they don't understand. We can talk to the Most High God. He brought Israel out of Egyptian bondage. He brought Israel out of Babylonian captivity. And he'll bring this nation out of what those God haters are saying and doing. Anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-religion. And we got a president up there that says, I'm for the church. We got a president up there, and people still standing back and saying, oh, I don't believe that's God. You better believe it's God because of that Democrat party. I don't want you to forget this. I don't even know how I got here today. My God. In 2016, the Democrat party, they said, we are going to take God out of our platform, and we are not going to recognize the nation of Israel as a nation. That's God's chosen people. They're the apple of God's eye. Yet they said, we are not. This is the Democrat Party. And when Barack Obama, he won. But let me tell you something. When they found out that that was against the popular vote, they changed their platform. But that's only temporary. They're still trying to get us to accept all that ungodliness. Favor finders live godly. Those that, for the grace of God, the favor of God that bringeth salvation, has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness. I deny that stuff in the name of Jesus. I have a voice. I guess they think I'm just stupid, and they think you're stupid, and you can't remember anything. I got a brain. I can remember what they did to those two, especially to Neil Kavanaugh. I can certainly remember that, how they tried to slay that man. Lie after lie. And how they tried to slay our president. Lie after lie. My God, they perpetrated it all themselves. Paid big money to do it. Lied and corrupted the greatest FBI agency, secret agency in the whole world through corruption. And they want me to vote for them. Oh, praise God, put me in prison. I preach in prison. I know people don't like that. But if you love Jesus Christ, you'll love a man that'll preach truth to you. If you love Jesus Christ, you really fall in love with Jesus. You'll fall out of love with that sin. And you'll fall out of love with what they're trying to do to this great nation. God raised this nation up, and I'm going to give you a prophetic word. God wants to break in and break out with revival. And we got a man that God has set there, just like he set Cyrus there in Babylonia when they went Babylonian captivity. God put him there. If you don't like it, you don't have a problem with me. You got a problem with God. That party has touched the honor of God. And just like Sennacherib, My God. Sennacherib said, let me tell you, I've got armies you've never been able to fight, Hezekiah. I've got weapons like you've never seen. No nation has ever been able to stand against me and the stuff I got. Said, you think your God can do it? God showed up, sent the prophet in there. He said, not an arrow shall come over the wall. And Hezekiah, he's sick, but God heals him. Hallelujah. No arrow came over the wall. Sennacherib, he returns to his own land, to the Dagon, walked in that ungodly temple, Dagon. And his sons kill him. Let me tell you something. It's going to break out in that party. And they're going to start slaying one another. They're going to try to protect themselves. Now, how did I get there? I have no idea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to look at one last verse of Scripture. Psalms 106, verse 4. If you're looking at your watch, it's 12:02. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy children. O visit me with thy salvation. Now look at it. Can you see that? David opened his mouth, and he cried unto the Lord, and he said, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you give to your people. I wanted you to hear this straight from the Word of God this morning. I don't know how I got off on the other, just the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to blame him for that. But when I get to preaching, praise God, I just told the Lord a long time ago, I will not hold back. I will preach it the full counsel of God. Vote for me. Yeah, I went in one church and I looked a little odd in there, and they said, what office are you running for? I said, I'm running for Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's God's desire to bless you. Your circumstances may not look favored. Your finances may not look favored. Your health may not look favored. Your marriage may not look favored. Your children may be running you crazy. But don't let those conditions determine your degree of acceptance. You may not feel favored. You may not think you're favored. You may not act like you're favored. But I'm here to tell you on the authority of God's word, God's favor is upon you. For a lifetime. Hallelujah. Now, when you start talking like that, demons flee. When you start talking like that, sickness and disease leave you. Hallelujah. When you start talking like that, favor, fear, and doubt, they run from you like a scalded dog. Hallelujah. Listen to this. David said it like this. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. See, God's favor is not something that is temporary. God's favor is permanent. You just got to know how to activate it and walk in it. Hallelujah. He said, all the days of my life. He leads me beside the still waters because I am favored. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies because I am favored. He anoints my head with oil because I am favored. He makes me to lie down in green pastures because I am favored. If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Say it with me. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it again. I am blessed and highly favored of God. Say it one more time. I am blessed, 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 and highly favored of God. See, you have to expect God's favor. You have to walk and seek him. Then you have to recognize favor when it comes. Talk favor. Look for favor. Expect favor, and favor will find you. Hallelujah. Thank God every time that you realize that he has blessed you simply because of his favor upon your life. Let us stand. If you're not saved today and God has spoken to you and you feel the need to be saved, I want to tell you, that's God's favor. And if you're not saved, I want you to get up from where you are right now and come to this altar, because we want to lead you to Jesus. So favor can come upon your life, can come upon your home, can come upon everything you put your hands to. Pastor Ricky.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here.
going to bless you, Lord.
Bless your name.
And I'm going to live the best I can. And I'm going to point others to the cross. I'm going to love my family, God. I'm going to love people. We're not here to put people down. We're here to preach Jesus and lift them up. Eternity is waiting. And God, eternity is forever and ever. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
He is,
we love you, Master.
Here. Hallelujah. Oh, he is here. Amen.
Come on.
He is,
I want you
here.
To bring your family with you.
Holy,
I want you to come as close
holy,
into this altar as you can. And I want you to thank God. His favor upon you. I'm going to do it myself. That I have been favored with salvation and deliverance. I've been favored by God. That we have eternal life. We have the message of hope. Oh God, help us in this nation. Help us, Lord. Glory to God.
You will never.